Okay, let's get into Bava Metzia, Daf Gimel, second Daf here in Maseches Bava Metzia, which we had the schus of starting yesterday, and now we are on Beis Amud Beis, and we are discussing who is the author of our Mishnah, or who the Mishnah might be against, and we are in the second of three statements that the Gemara makes. The Gemara first said maybe the Mishnah is against Ben Nanas from Maseches Shavuos, who says that if it's a case where two people are swearing, and one of them is for sure taking a false shvuah, then we're not going to let that happen. So that was Ben Nanas. Is that against our Mishnah? So we said no, maybe Ben Nanas is not against our Mishnah. There it's a Vada Ika Shvuah Shah, but here maybe they picked it up together. That was section one of the Gemara on Beis on a Beis. Now we're in the middle of section two. Is the Mishnah against Sumchis? The Ritva pointed out that we might not paskin like Ben Nanas, or like Sumchis, or like any of these, but the Gemara still tries to go through to make sure that we know whether the Mishnah could be like all Tanan. So the Gemara had said, isn't our Mishnah against Sumchis? Why? Because Sumchis holds in the case where a person is switching and selling, buying a cow, and the cow has offspring, has a child of Lot, and we don't know if the cow had the baby before the sale or after the sale, because the cow was not right in front. V'nimsa ubrara b'tzida, as the Mishnah said in Bava Kama. So we don't know, and Rabbi Sukha says there, that you are cholik below shvuah, because of maman hamuta b'safek cholkin. So is that against our Mishnah? Because here, the Mishnah says that you are cholik with a shvuah. So the Gemara said, no, maybe there's a distinction. Over there, when does Sumcha say Yishita? Only by Shema v'Shema. Five lines up from the bottom, that's how we ended. Sumcha says in the case, well, we don't know for sure, but Bari v'Bari, but here each of them are saying, yes, for sure, it's mine. I picked it up first. I bought it first. Lo Amar, Sumcha did not say Yishita then. As we'll know today, there are a number of major Shas topics on today's daf, and we'll do what we can. Look, Bava Metzia is really chock full, but today, three or four major topics that we'll touch on, but we should realize that there's a lot more than what we get through. Good. So let's continue now. The Gemara, six lines up from the bottom. Rabba Barafuna da Amar Amar Sumchis Afil Bari Vibari. But Rabba Barafuna says that Sumchis Ashita, even if by Bari Vibari, even if they're for sure, they're Vadai. So then Ma'igal Meimer, then we're back to the question. Is Sumchis against our Mishnah? Because, again, our Mishnah is Cholik with a Shvuah. Sumchis says Cholik without a Shvuah. So, is Sumchis against our Mishnah? So the Gemara says, no, another distinction that is possible. Afilu Tema Sumchis. Even if you want to say our Mishnah is like Sumchis' opinion, ki amar Sumchis, when does Sumchis say that you split up without a shvua? Hecha de'ika drara de'bamona. If money is involved, drara de'bamona. So what exactly does drara de'bamona mean? Machlokas between Rashi and the other Rishonim. And maybe there's no machlokas, as we'll see. But Rashi says, what is drara de'bamona? Where there is chisaron mamon, where somebody for sure is going to be losing money if we split it up equally. So that's called drara de'bamona. So over there, that's drara de'bamona. Why? Because the cow, the baby belongs to one of them. One of them. So what are we going to do? We're going to split it up. That's what Sumcha says, cholkin. So for sure, somebody is losing. The one who's really the owner is losing. That's called drara de'bamona. So if he's losing, we're not going to make somebody swear about it that that could lead to problems, that shvua. Rashi says, four lines from the bottom, drara de'bamona, chisaron mamon. Shim yifra zeh shalo kedin, havi chisaron mamon. Vim nifterenu shalo kedin, nimsa zachaser vlad paraso. So that's drara de'bamona. Over here, maybe there's no drara de'bamona because maybe they picked it up equally. Maybe nobody's losing. So that is Rashi's distinction, how he reads the Gemara. And if that's the case, so then the next line of the Gemara reads smoothly. Because let's read the next line of the Gemara first. Says the Gemara, V'lav kal v'chomer hu? I mean, isn't it a kal v'chomer then? You're telling me if there is drara de'bamona, so then there's no shvua. And then here there is a shvua, isn't it a kal v'chomer? Uma hasam di'ika drara de'bamona lamar. V'ika drara de'bamona lamar, over there, somebody is losing money. V'ika lamemer kula lamar. V'ika lamemer kula lamar. Right, number one, somebody's losing. Number two, it really belongs to one person, and yet you say there, even though each of them have a weaker connection to the item. Because one of them has no connection to the item. One of them owns it, one of them doesn't own it. So over there, where one of them has a weaker connection to the item, Amar Sumchas Maman Hamuta B'Safek Chalkin, yet Sumchas says that they split it below Shvua, without a Shvua, Hacha, the Lekadroid Mamona. Here, where it is very possible that there is nobody losing money, the Igal Amemer, the Travayuhu, it could be that both of them have a connection to the item. Lo Kol Shekein, surely they should be able to take their portion without a Shvua. In a case where they have a weak connection, they get it without a shvua. So surely when they have a stronger connection, they should get it without a shvua. So that's the kasha, and we're going to have to come up with another answer, how Sumchis is like our Gemara. But before we get to that final answer, let's go back. Other Rishonim, Tosfos right here, has a different definition of what Drora D'Mamona is. Tosfos in Hecha De'ika, Pirish, Shebelo Taino Seyem, Yisafik Lebesdin. The Yesh La'echad Tvi Al-Chadei Abelot Ta'anosam. Does Besdin have the suffix even without their coming to court and expressing their claims? So over there by the cow case, there's an inherent suffix. Why? There's a cow that's born, there's a baby, there's a Vlad, and we have no idea when it was born. So even if they wouldn't come and say it's mine, so then we would still have that suffix. Kigon Bishar Shadaga Chasafara. The Tosfos goes to the Gemara, the Mishnah that we're talking about in the beginning of Shar Shanagach, Memvav, Umachlapar Bachamor, Acharesha Safik Nolad Me'atzmo. So where there's an inherent Safik, even without their claims, so then you split it up without a Shvua. But in a case where the Safik is only because they come to court, right, they come to court, they're each holding this baged, so they are creating the Machlokas, and therefore that would be a case where we would split up with a shvua. The Rashba tries to make shalom. The Rashba tries to say maybe Rashi really agrees to the other Rishonim also. The Rashba first quotes Rashi and then says, I don't agree with the pshat like the other Rishonim. Vein pirusho nira mechuvar, says the Rashba and the Ramban and the Ritva and all the Rishonim. They argue with Rashi based on the Gemara in Baba Basra, where the Gemara there says, with this machlokes, Ze Omer Shelav Osai, Ze Omer Shelav Osai, Amar Rav Nachman, Kol Da'olam Gvar. If they each argue and they say, oh, this used to be my father's, so that's the, we don't say Yachloku there, we say Kol Da'olam Gvar, as we alluded to yesterday. The stronger person can take it. V'akshinin Alei, the Gemara asks from there, from the case of Machlev Para Bechamar, Ze Omer Bershusi Yolda, Ze Omer Bershusi Yolda. And the Gemara answers there, Ika Jorah D'Mamona versus Leka Jorah D'Mamona. But 1 minute, according to Rashi's definition, in both of those cases, there's Chisar and Mamon. Right, in the case where it's my father's, or the case is the case of the cow. So how could you have that chilek? V'iki pirusha shal Rashi zal b'yahi dezel mer shal avosai gam kiris v'chisar and mamon shim yiskefu misha eina shal avosav l'mishi shal avosav nimsa chaser sadeu. So that is why the Rashba first quotes all the day of the other Rishonim, Rabbeinu Chananel and Rabbeinu Shmuel and Tosfos Pirish shahaya lo b'ikr tfiya v'chazaka b'lo machlokas. Right, there's the inherent deos and machlokas even without their claims. But at the end, the Rashba says, maybe, really, Rashi would agree to this. It could be that the same words can mean different things in different places. Right? Tosfos is expressing his or their definition based on other Gemaras. But it could be Rashi would agree to that definition over there, because it's basically an impossible question for Rashi to answer. So it could be that the same thing means different things in different cases. Many times you have the same phrase that can mean different things in different contexts. That is the Rashba's comment that maybe Rashi would agree to the other definitions in the other sugyas. Good. So back to the Gemara. So either way, we went through, let's go back to Rashi's pshat. We went through the Kal V'Chomer and the Gemara according to Rashi. The other Rishonim have to struggle a little bit more to understand the Kal V'Chomer. But either way, the Gemara says, Afilu Tema Sumchis. No, we could go back. This Mishnah could even be according to Sumchis, who says there that you split without a Shvua, and here you still split with a Shvua. Why? Afilu Tema Sumchis, Shvua Zu, Mi Derabanan Hi. It's a Derabanan Shvua, meaning it's not a Shvua Meikar Adin. It's a Shvua Derabanan, Kid Reb Yochanan, Dam Reb Yochanan, Shvua Zu, Takanas Chachamim Hi, Shalo Yei Kolechad Ve'echad, Holech V'Tokeif V'Taliso Shal Chavero, V'Omer Shalihu. We don't want people just going over to their friend's shirt, their friend's item, grabbing half of it, and saying, oh, it's mine, it's mine, it's mine, and then they'll be able to take it without a shvuah. So if you make them take a shvuah, that will deter them from doing that, because we assume people are nervous about taking shvuahs. People don't want to be involved in this. So again, what was the havamina? What was the maskana? So the havamina was that this is a shvuah me'ikar hadin, a shvuah that, you know, was needed, but maskana not, says the Ritva. V'lav l'meimra d'me'ikara havi lo yahavi yadinan d'shvuazu midrabanan hi. The maskana isn't that, we thought it was daraisa, that was drabanan. What? We thought it was daraisa. This shvuah that you swear that you don't have less than half, that doesn't sound like a daraisa shvuah. Right? We know the shvuah daraisas. There are three shvuah daraisas. Nishma v'niftar. All the other shvuah drabanans. So even in the havamina, the Ritva says, we knew it was a shvuah drabanan. But we thought it was a different type of shvuah drabanan. Ella the kasalka daitach shahaisa min hadin levarer hasafik. That was the havamina. It's a meikir hadin shvuah because we don't know whose it is, so you have to take that shvuah. And v'hashta parkina an shita kares chachamim. And that's the answer is that no, it's not a meikir hadin. It's to be able to prevent problems in society. That's what the Ritva says, and that's what the others explain. Rabbi Chanan also explains that maybe the difference is, we alluded to this yesterday, maybe the difference is, in the Havamina you thought that when they come to Beis Din, they're both muhzak, considered muhzak in the whole item. That's why you need a shvua, really, me'ikar hadin, to be motzi. But lamaskana, no, they're only muhzak in their half. And therefore the shvua is lahafiz daito, so to speak, to be able to keep their part and not as much to be motzi. The Pnei Yeshua here comments that, well, why don't we go one step further? Rabbi Yochanan says we have the Shvua so that people don't go over and grab things from their friend and say it's mine. But why don't we have that in every case of Muchzak? Why don't we have that in a case where Reuven says to Shimon, hey, you're wearing my shirt. And Shimon says, no, it's my shirt. So what do we always say? Habos vechemir lo varaya. Why don't you say there's a Shvua in that case? Shalo yekol echad echad. Maybe Shimon grabbed it from Reuven. How do we know? So says the Bnei Yeshua, probably, we don't know for sure, but if the both of them are muhzak together, so then we're choshesh, that one of them came over and grabbed it. It's very unusual to assume that the person who come over and grabbed it totally, and the one who owns it does not have any hold on it anymore. And he doesn't fight for it, and he's not machzik at least part of it. We're choshesh if somebody's going to do it partially. We're not choshesh that it's going to happen fully, and that's why there's no takana in that case. Elavade says the Pnei Yoshua, Mishum de milsa de lo shchichahi, she yotze ha'adam bekoach mishel chaveiro, v'yiskefenu legamre liyado. It's very unusual. Ubeki agavne mikvi gazlem gomur, kemo v'yigzol sachanis, v'imkein lo shanu la'asos takana lazeh, kivin de lo shchicha, v'yadarabba, Aminim bechaldukta the chazaka koma shviyad adam hareyu shelo below chashin shachatfu. Right, if somebody has something themselves exclusively, so we don't assume that they grabbed it from someone else. We assume that's theirs. But ikar takana shelo yitfos bimiksas habeged derech achiza ba'alma dezev vada shchiyach tuva. That you could do because even if I'm not strong enough to take it from my friend, I'm strong enough to partially grab it. They're both have equally. So you can't say the chazaka of muhzak, and that's why Rabbi Yochanan says that's where this takana is in place. Good. So that was section 2 of the Gemara. We have part 1, the Mishnah might be against bananas, and we defend it. Mishnah might be against sumchis, and we defend it. So we quoted from Maseches Shvuos, we quoted from Maseches Baba Kama, and now we quote from Maseches Baba Metzia. Says the Gemara, Lema Masisin to Loka Rabbi Yossi. Is our Mishnah against Rabbi Yossi's opinion? What does Rabbi Yossi say? Deik Rabbi Yossi, Ha'amrinan, Imkein, Mahif Sidramai, Ela Koye Munach, Hachiyabu Elio. Where is Rabbi Yossi? Rabbi Yossi is in a Mishnah that Bezashem will have in about a month from now. Lamid Zayin Amid Aleph. Says Rabbi Yossi in the Mishnah, the case is, we mentioned this outside yesterday, Shnayim Shifkidu Eitzel Echad. Two people gave money to this one person to watch. One person gave him 200, one person gave him 100. And they both come and they both say, I gave you the 200. And the guy says, I don't remember. I don't remember whose this is. So what's the halacha? So the Tanakhama there says, you give them each 100, and the third 100, you hold Yehemunach. You leave for Eliyahu HaNavi. Says Rabbi Yossi, that's not going to be a deterrent. Because the guy who's making up the story is getting his 100 back, so he's not going to be deterred. Mahif sid ramai. So better, you leave the whole thing. The whole thing, you say, yehi munach, all 300, and that the person's not going to want to lose his own 100, so that's why he's not going to do it in the first place. That's Rabbi Yossi. So asks the Mishnah, is our Mishnah, ask the Gemara now, is our Mishnah against Rabbi Yossi? Because Rabbi Yossi would say, yehi munach. So here too, shouldn't you say, you leave the whole beged, and that would prevent people, that would deter people from going and grabbing their friend's item. So is our Mishnah against Rabbi Yossi? So the Gemara says, ve'alamai, Rabbanan. What, it's better to fit into the Rabbanan Shita. What do the Rabbanan say? The Rabbanan say, whatever is under Machlokes in the middle is also Yehemunach. That does that fit in here? Elamai Rabbanan, Kivan Damri Rabbanan, Hashar Yehemunach HaShevo Elio, whatever is Besafek, you leave. What does the Rabbanan say there? Only what is for sure there is they take. Right? Even everybody gets 100. So what's for sure there is here? Nothing! So, parallel to Rabbanan, you should put the whole bag away. So ask the Gemara, Hanami Kishar Dami Tisvekahi. So isn't it just as bad according to the Rabbanan Shita? How did Rabbanan fit in? So where it says, no, wait a minute. Hi, Mai. No, there's still a difference. E Amrit Bishlama Rabbanan. According to the Rabbanan, I could understand a distinction between that Gemara, that Mishnah, and our Mishnah. Hasam Devadai. Hi, Mana Dechad Minayuhu. Over there, where 100 is for sure of one of them. Each of them have 100. Amri Rabbanan, Yehimunach, HaShevo Elio. Over there, that extra mana belongs to one of them. So then you can leave that 100. And then the other two that you can split up. But Hacha, De'ika Lameimer, De'Travayuhiyu. But here, it could be that it's all split. Nothing should be put away because it's not Vade belonging to one of them. Amri Rabbanan, Balgiyu B'Shvua. That's why you can understand the Chilik. Over there, you know why you put away the 300? For sure belongs to one person. Over here, you know why you don't put anything away? Because it could belong to both of them. Ela'i Amrit Rabbi Yossi hi, but if you say our mission is like Rabbi Yossi, hashta uma hasam dibevada ikaman alamar, vikaman alamar. Over there, where for sure each of them should get at least 100. Amr Rabbi Yossi imunachashiyavo liyo, and yet he does not give it to them. If each of them don't get what they should get, so hacha digal amemar dachar minayahu. Here it's possible that he shouldn't get anything. Lo kol shekein, surely you should say that you should say yehi munach. So our mishnah seems to be against Rabbi Yossi. So the Gemara says no. We'll come back to the yehi munach. Well, let's just first finish. Afilu tamer Rabbi Yossi. Even the mishnah can be like Rabbi Yossi. Why? There's a different distinction. Hasam vada ikaramai. There for sure somebody's lying. You want to say it all belongs to one person? Great. But also, for sure, somebody's lying. So for sure, somebody's lying. We want to prevent them from lying, from swearing falsely. So we put it away. Hacha miyemar dike ramai. Who says there's a ramai here? Ema travayo badi adadi agbua. So we're not going to find them. Right? Just give them each half, because maybe this is the truth. The Rashba and the Ritva both note that, didn't we kind of say this type of chiluk beforehand? On Beis Mabez? And the Ritva, the Rashba says yes. But don't think that these three conversations happened one after another in the Beis Medrash. It's three separate conversations. Benanas and the Sumchis and Rabbi Yossi. They didn't happen one after another. The Gemara just put them one after another. But it could be that it's separate, so we could get the same kind of answer. So number one, that was the first distinction for Rabbi Yossi. Inami, or a second distinction. Hasam kanisle Rabbi Yossi l'ramai. Over there, it's a fine. Rabbi Yossi finds the people, possibly, so that he admits. Hacha, my pseida is le delodi. But here, there's no, what's the fine? What's the pseida? You know, he's not losing anything. Right? He's coming, and he's not going to lose anything by putting it away. So the Gemara says, okay, tenech metziah. Fine, by metziah, he wouldn't be losing anything. Mekach umemka megalamemar. Remember, we said the Mishnah is talking about two different cases. Mekach umemkar and metziah. So by mekach umemkar, he gave his money. So if you say he put it all away, he would be losing. So Gemara says, you're right. Okay, go back to the first answer. The Vaday Ramai versus not Vaday Ramai. Period. Stop there for a moment. Says Reb Elchanan. Says Reb Elchanan in the Kovet Shiurim in Baba Basra. Simin Tav Reish Mem. A question that many might be asking, but a question that we always have to deal with when these psakim come up. Yehemunach HaShiyavo Elio. How is Eliyahu HaNavi going to help? He's a Navi. Right? So we don't paskin based on Nevuah. This week's Parsha, Lo Bashamayim He. Right? Gemara says in Bamitzia later on. That's one of the great ones, Nuntes, couple of weeks. Tanur Shalach Nai. So, Asher Bochanan, so what's this halacha? How are we supposed to understand this? Yehimunach Hashiob Eliyo, you can't pass it from Nevuah. So, explains Asher Bochanan there in Simin Tuf Reish Mem that, you're right, maybe for real Edus, we can't use Eliyo Anavi. But is this real Edus? It's Gilui Milsa. You're not testifying, you know, Reuven killed Shimon. You're not testifying that so-and-so ate treif or he borrowed money from him. We're not testifying about an event here. We're testifying who owns this. So who owns it? Says Gilui Milsa. That's not Edus. That's less. And that's why, maybe, that's why we would be able to trust Eliyahu Navi. Ubedavar did Sarach Shnei Edim lo Mahani Navi. V'yafilu Moshe v'Aaron lo Mehemni. Even Moshe v'Aaron. But here we're talking about a Gilui Milsa, right? You're telling me who owns the Aveda, right? That's different. A. Number one. Number two, says Rabbi Chanan, there is a machlokas we showed him about that issue, so maybe that's not a good answer. So number two is, it doesn't mean we're going to ask Elio. Interesting formulation here. Yehimunach Hashiav Elio, and Elio Navi walks in, nobody's going to want to lie in front of him. So everybody's just going to admit to the truth. So wait till Elio Navi comes, and then it's just going to be so inspiring when he comes, people are going to be misbayish from their stories. Ta'kavanat, the kshiyabu Elio, yodeh ha'waldin ba'atzmo, sheyisbayish lechpar b'fnei Elio. If the gadol ador of all generations is there, so then we assume that we're not going to have problems with people lying, and therefore it is okay. Again, that is a huge sugya about paskening from Eliyahu. Remember the Goran Daf Gimel and Brachas, right at the beginning of the Masech of Shas, right? I learned three things from Eliyahu. You went into the Churva, and you can't daven in the Churva, the Chulu, and the Maritz Chai is there. It says, how could you pasken from Eliyahu Navi? So you could say that there's a Chilu, the Maritz Chai is there, says. Well, there's a difference whether Eliyahu Navi is giving a halacha b'toras nevuah or b'toras chachma. If he's giving something b'toras nevuah, okay, we can't pass him based on nevuah. Right, lo b'shamayim hi. But what if he's giving a halacha, a psak, based on he's the gadol hador? His chachma, not nevuah. Remember, he didn't die. He's around in every generation. So that is why we'd be able to listen to him. Right, and that relates to our Magid Meisharim that we've quoted often, the Beis Yosef. Right, the Rabbi Yosef Cairo has his major svarim, but he also has the Magen Meisharim, sort of the Sefer on Chumash, which he asked the Malach all of his questions at night, and he wrote a Sefer on Chumash, the Magen Meisharim. So in there, and it's quoted by various later Achronim, Deim Abanim Smecha quotes this, that's what we quoted from on page Kuf Samach Gimel, Kuf Samach Aleph, that the halacha throughout the psak halacha throughout Shas is always Eliyahu Navi. Teku, Tishbi Atarets, Yehimunach Hashiav Elio, Vechulu, and asks the Magen Meisharim, the Mabit also says the same thing, the Kedushas Levi, right, the Imam and Esmecha quotes all these sources, so why is it Elio and not Moshe? Why is it in Meku? Why is it Yehimunach Hashiav Moshe Rabbeinu? Isn't he the greatest Chacham, that's Shlomo, but the greatest leader, the greatest Torah leader that we ever had? So the answer is, explains all of these opinions, no, you need somebody who answers based on someone from that generation. You can't ask Avram Avinu about a Shiloh about cars on Shabbos, because he's not around in the generation of cars on Shabbos. You have to ask a posek who's around in that generation. Moshe Rabbeinu died. So Moshe Rabbeinu was not around, so even though he was the greatest, but Yehemunach Hashav Eliyahu. Eliyahu Hanavi did not die. Eliyahu Hanavi comes. He's alive in every generation. Chassam Sofer writes, sometimes he comes invisibly with his neshama, like to a bris, to a seder. Sometimes he comes beguf. Right, the stories in the Gemara about Eliyahu Navi visiting Tanoim, he went back into his guf, and he was mislabish begufo, and then he talked to them. They weren't talking to a neshama. They were talking to Eliyahu Navi, right? So therefore, that's why he specifically is suited to paskin in all of these cases. Okay, let's continue. Bein l'rabbana bein l'rabbi Yossi. So now we're going back to putting together the discussion that we just had and the earlier discussion. According to Rabbanan or Rabbi Yossi, meaning from that Mishnah later on in Daf Lamed Zayin, Yehemunah part of it or all of it. Either way, why don't we say that opinion by the other Mishnah we mentioned, by the Ben Nanas case? Hasam gabi chen vadi al pinkaso. Remember the case, the storekeeper with his ledger, Diktani, Zenishma Venotel, Zenishma Venotel. Remember the employer goes and tells his workers, go get fruit from the storekeeper. And then the next day, the workers say, we never got fruit. And the storekeeper says, I gave fruit. They both are entitled to swear and take from the Baal HaBayis. So, ask the Gemara. Zenish Rav Nodav, Zenish Rav Notel. But my shna, delo amrina, but why don't we say there, like Rabbi Yossi the Rabbanan said on Lamed Zayin, nafke l'mamon l'baal habayis, let us take money from the baal habayis, v'yemunach hashem elyo, and put it away. Tohaba vadai ikar ramai. If you want to say the distinction is vadai ramai and not vadai ramai, so why don't we say in this case, even the Rabbanan, both the Rabbanan and Rabbi Yossi should say, v'chen v'liel pirkaso, put the money away, wouldn't that be a deterrent? Wouldn't that be good? So the Gemara says no. Amri, Hasamayinu Taima, there, it's not going to work. There, specifically, why? The Amar Lechen Vani Labala Bayis, the storekeeper says to Labala Bayis, Ana Shlichusa Didok Kaavdina. I have a relationship with you. I supply you with food. I have nothing to do with your workers. I don't know why you sent them to me. I don't know why you trusted them to me. My Isli Gabi Sachir. Ava Gabda Kamishtav, Elilom Emily Bishvua. I don't care. I don't believe in Shvua. So I'm not, it's meaningless to me. So he swears? So what? I never gave him ne'emanus. Look at Rashi for a second. Rashi says in Lo Mehem and Li, Eini ma'amino b'shvua, ani omer shehu rasha. Ve'ein li lahamin adam b'shvua al karchi, ela im kein ha'amantiv mitchila. I am not forced to trust somebody's oath unless I showed ne'emanus to them beforehand. Lahaf kid etzlo, o lahas no simo. To give something to them. Right. Again, if Bezdin is mechayev a shvua daraisa, okay, that's it. The Torah says. But if it is a shvua drabanan here, so then, a shvua drabanan is different. Shvua drabanan, you can't be forced to accept somebody's shvua. Ante to lo amartali besadi havle. Right, you believe this guy. You didn't tell him, you know, pay him in front of witnesses. You didn't tell him that. That's different. So that's why the storekeeper shouldn't be forced to accept the other shvua. The sachir nami, and also a sachir to the workers. Amarle labala bayis, ano avdish avid tokabah. I did work for you. Mayis ligabe chenvani. What do I have to do with the storekeeper? I don't know him. Avagav de mishtavali, and even if he would swear that he gave me the fruit, Loma Hemenli, I wouldn't believe him. Hilkok Travayu Mishtabi Vishakami Balabayas. That's why that case is different, because they each could say, I don't trust the other person's Shua. That's why they could each swear, believe, and take it from the Balabayas, Nishba Venotel. But they shouldn't be forced to accept each other's Shua. Okay, the Tosas here discusses, why don't you say the principle here of Latkuni Shadarti Fulu Lavisi, comes up in a couple of places, but, we don't have time for that right now. Okay, now let's continue. Now we start getting into, as I said, some of the Shas topics. On the horizon right here is Rabbi Chiya Kamaisa, as it is known. Rabbi Chiya says two statements at the beginning of Bava Metzia, one on Dav Gimel, one on Dav Dalet. So today is Rabbi Chiya Kamaisa, tomorrow by the Shem is Rabbi Chiya Basraisa. So Rabbi Chiya Kamaisa number one, and then we have Modu Bemiksas, and then we have Eina Demeis Panav, and then we have Hodos Baldin Kibbe Eidim Dami, and then we have Eina Demeis Amasla Rasha. That's just on today's Daf. What's left? Okay, we'll have to try to do what we can. Tani Rabbi Chiya. So Rabbi Chiya has the following brisa. Rabbi Chiya comes up with a chiddush. We know min haTorah, one of the shvua daraisis is shvua modim b'miksas. What does that mean? When I admit to half, then I am chayev to take a shvua on the other half. Rabbi Chiya kamaisa. Rabbi Chiya's din here is: what if instead of my admitting to half, there are edim on half? Reuven says to Shimon, "You owe me 100." Shimon says, nothing, or it's not clear, but either way, Reuven has Edim that Shimon owes him half. So he has to pay that half, but does he take a shvua on the other half? Well, if he would have admitted to half, he has to take a shvua on the other half. What about if there are Edim to half? So that's Rabbi Chiya. Manali biyatcha v'alom rein lich v'yadiklum. He says, I owe you nothing. He's kofer bako. V'ha Edim, Edim otoshiyish lo chamishim zuz, and Edim say 50. Notin lo chamishim zuz. He gives him the 50. V'yishave al hashar. Says Rabbi Chiya, Moda Miksas also applies to Edim on the other half, and not just Hoda'as Piv. Shelo, what's his svara? Shelo te Hoda'as Piv. G'dola me'adas Edim b'kal v'chomer. Because his admitting shouldn't be stronger than the power of Edim. And therefore, if his mouth, if his admitting creates the chiyuv to take a shvua, so too the edim should create a chiyuv. What exactly is the kal v'chomer? Be'ez Hashem will come up on Amud Beis. But number one, he says some type of kal v'chomer, and then v'tana tuna, and then the Gemara tries to bring a raya from our Mishnah. How is our Mishnah a raya to Rabbi Chiya? What does that have to do with it? So let's see. Shaimok Savatala Zelmer Animus Asiya Fakulu. Both people in the Mishnah are saying it's all mine, it's all mine. And yet, each one of them is holding half of it. So each one holding half of it is as if, right, they're muchsak in half, they're it's anan sadi. We are the Edim, halachically, that each of them, they're like Edim, that each of them own half. Because it's muchsak. So they're each claiming the whole thing, but it's as if they have Edim, that really half of it is theirs. And what does the Mishnah say? Let's keep reading. V'ahacha, kiva the toughest, since each one of them are grabbing it and holding it, anansadi. T'mai the toughest, haidi dehu, omai the toughest, haidi dehu. It's anansadi, it's as if there are Edim that each owns half, fikatani yishava. And it says, swear. So isn't that, doesn't that fit in to Rabbi Chiya? Because Rabbi Chiya says, Edim create shvuas modu v'miksas. So isn't that what's going on here too? Again, lamaskana, we already saw it already. If this shvua is just a takana derabana, not mechuya meikra din, then this isn't a raya. But now we're forgetting what Rabbi Yochanan said before for a minute. Right? That the shvua zu takana shlo yekalechad ve'echad holech v'tokef. But let's assume not that for a minute. So if it's a shvua meikra din, so isn't this Mishnah a raya for Rabbi Chiya? Good. Says the Gemara, umay shalote odos piv gadola me'ados eidim mikal v'chomer. What does that mean? Meaning, Rashi explains the question, why do you need a kal v'chomer for? Why would you not have said that Edim are chayiv? What would be a svarit to say that only your own admitting is mechayiv v'shvua, modu v'miksas, but not Edim? Is there a svarit to say the other way that you have to have the kal v'chomer to counter? So the Gemara says, yes, as follows. Shalot tomar, that we shouldn't say as follows, five lines down. Hodas piv hu derami rachmanes shvua alei kidderaba. Only where he admits to half is there a shvua daraisa. Why? Like Rabba. What's Rabba? The whole svara of Odeh Miksas. We just had this a few weeks ago at the end of Baba Kama. Says it has it here and there. Right? Kidderaba, dama Rabba, mipne ma amre torah Odeh Miksas ani shava. The whole calculation that we're about to make only applies to Hodas piv. Why does the Torah say Odeh Miksas? Meaning, what should the Torah say? Ask Rabbah, why does Hashem the Miksas? You should have been what? Chazaka, what should we have said by Modu Miksas? You should have said Pater. Why? Why should you have said Pater? Rashi Tosis. Rashi says, bottom Rashi, Vilo Chashvu Kemeshiv Aveda, Lepatro, Shalokafar Bakulo. Rashi says, well, you know, he could have denied everything. He admitted to part. He's chayv shu if he missed a part. Why isn't that like Meshav Aveda? What's Meshav Aveda? The Mishnah says in Gittin Memches, if somebody comes to his friend and say, hi, I found your item. And the guy says, well, actually, I lost two of them. Swear to me that you didn't find the other one. The guy's like, what? I don't want to swear. So the Rabbana made a takana that a Meshav Aveda does not swear because then he's not going to pick it up the next time. I'm not interested. So Rashi says, this is like Meshav Aveda. You're doing the guy a favor. So you're going to make him swear? He should be Pater. He could have done out everything and he admits to part. That is Rashi. All the Rishonim argue on Rashi. The Ramban and others, they argue because they say, what? The Gemara here is trying to give a svara for the Torah. Rashi's bringing in a Mishnah, Tikkun Olam, from Gittin. That's the Rabbanon. We're talking about on a Daraisa level. So what's the answer? Say the Achronim, Chlushi Arim and others say, no, Rashi does not mean, literally, it's Meshav Aveda. Right, look at Rashi. It's Kiv. It has a cuff in there. Kim Meshav Aveda. Kim Meshav Aveda means it is like Meshav Aveda. It's parallel to Meshav Aveda. It's the same type of svara that the Rabbanan used on a Rabbanan level that this would be on a Da'araisa level. But either way, that's Rashi. Rashi says you should be Pater because it's like Meshav Aveda. Tosfos says you should be Pater for a different reason. Tosfos says, Mipnei Pirish. Yehei Ne'eman B'migu. The Iboi Kofar Akol. Tosfos has a little different svara. Not because of Kimesha Aveda. Maybe this is similar to what Rashi means, but he doesn't say it. Tosfos says he has a Migu. Migu, he could have denied everything. So, because he could have denied everything, believe him in what he said. The Iboi Kofar Akol. Or, says Tosfos, Mimanasha. Or learn from here that you don't say the principle of Migu. Mibadavshav, either the Torah could have said Migu, or the Torah we could have learned from here that you don't say the principle of Migu. Okay, either way, two different pshatim. What does the first line here mean? Why does the Torah say, Modbek Zataina, you should be Potter? Tosfos also continues towards the end of that Tosfos and wonders what's the source that Kofar Bakol is Potter. But the Gemara does not ask that question. Okay, so the Gemara says, why does the Torah say, Modbek Zataina Yishava, Chazaka, Ein Ademeis Panav, Bifnei Balchovo? Why? Because a person is not brazen to lie in front of their Balchov. Why? Another machlokas Rashi Tosfos. Rashi says, not here, but in Baba Kama, a person doesn't lie in front of someone who did them a favor. So here, you lend me money. I'm not going to lie in front of you. I'm not going to lie in front of you. Tosfos says, I'm not going to lie in front of someone who knows the truth. Right? Ein ad meis panav. Nafkam, there could be nafkaminas between those two. But the Gemara says, a person is not meis. And therefore, v'hai b'kuli boy d'nich perei. Really, the guy wants to save his money. He would deny everything. V'hai d'lo kafri mishim d'ein ad meis panav. The reason he does not deny everything is because a person is not brazen. Like that. V'hai turning over b'kuli boy d'lo delay. And therefore, the pendulum should swing. He wants to admit, he should admit to everything. V'hai delo odi, and why doesn't he admit to everything? If he had other mayos, ishtamuti utukam ishtamimine. He's trying to slip away, meaning he's not going to deny the money forever. It's just that right now he doesn't have all the money. Savar, adavili zuzei paranale. I'll admit to part, that's what I have. And once I have the other money, I'll pay him. V'yamar achman, the Torah wants to prevent this. Torah says, rami shvua ale, swear. If you don't owe the other part, to try to motivate him to admit to everything. Oh, we want to have it on record that you owe it. You're not going to pay it for a month? Okay. But you need to say it on record. That whole svara, that whole calculation is the svara for Modim Mixas. Aval hados edim, the lakalam emar haki, but this whole svara doesn't apply to edim. The whole svara is the psychology of the person. But by edim, it doesn't apply. So aim alone, maybe the whole thing falls away, and there is no shua Modim Mixas. By Edim, Kamash Balan Kavachomer. That's why Rabbi Chia has to say, based on a Kavachomer, that not only if I admit to half, am I Chayav Shvua on the other half, even if Edim say I'm Chayav half, I'm Chayav Shvua on the other half. So that's everything we just said now is the potential Svara to say against, and that's why Rabbi Chia has to say, no, it's a Kavachomer that you do say it. And now we're up to, okay, so what's the Kavachomer? What's the Kavachomer? Before that, there is a discussion in the Rishonim already. In the Rishonim, but it's expanded upon by the Achronim. We didn't really get into this so much then in Baba Kama, but Modim Mixas in general. So, Dindaraisa, you have to take a shvu on the other half. Why is that? The Gemara sounds like, and one way to understand it is that, are we choshes that he's lying? Do we really think that he might be covering something up? There's a reyasa. If he admitted to half, he probably owes the whole thing. Is that really the svara modim makes us? Right? And that's the language of some Rishonim here. Look at Tosfos for a minute on the next tomorrow's daf. Tosfos daf dalad amin aleph. Tosfos in hatsar hashaveh. Tosfos says, kishemodim makes us. O aid machisho nire dimishaker. That's an important line. If there's modim makes us, then it looks like he's lying. You'll be 100. No, only 50. Why would the guy be claiming 100? So it's nearer the Meshaker, or the Ritva's Lashon here is Raglayim Ladavar. There's a very good chance. That's one way of understanding Modim Mixas, because we really Choshesh. Or others say that no, maybe it's more of a Xeris Akasif. The Gemara gives a Svara, but it's not really fully that we. The guy has no Edis against. And remember, we have the Svaras of Migu and Meshav Aveda, so it's really more of a Xeris Akasif than a Svara. Again, those are two ways of understanding, and there are Nafkaminas. It's a fascinating Nafkamina. There's a Machlokas between the Shach and the Nesivas in Simin Ayin Vav. What happens if two people come to, Reuven and Shimon come to a guy, and Reuven says, you owe me 200, and Shimon says, you owe me 100. And the guy turns around and says, no, you're wrong. He says, no, you I owe 200, and you I owe 100. So he flips them. Let's say Reuven's the one that says he owes 200. He said, no, I only owe you 100. I owe the other guy 200. So in that case, is he chayav modim mixas to the first guy? Because there, he's saying, is that lying? He's admitting to all the money that is being claimed. He's admitting to 300. He just switches and flips, you know, who he's chayav what to. So that's a machlokas. That could be. If it's xeris akasif, so you have to swear. You have to swear. If it's more of a chash reyasa, maybe there's no reyasa here. Because he is admitting to everything that was claimed from him. So that's one nafkamina. There are others, but we'll leave it at one. Others principles of not for now. The Primoshe, you can look at the Primoshe in the Mixas, he quotes more nafkaminas. Okay, but either way, that is the Havamina, everything we've done so far, why you wouldn't say it. So now we're up to the Kavachomer. Umay Kavachomer. So what's the Kavachomer that if Hodas Piv is Mechayiv, Mosma makes us, surely Aiden. So we're going to have number one here, and that's all we're going to do today. But Hashem, the next time, tomorrow's daf, we'll start with five lines for the bottom. Ella is a second idea of what the Kal V'Chomer is. But first we have the first one. So here we go. My Kal V'Chomer. Here's the first try. Uma Piv Shein Mechayivo Mamon Mechayivo Shvua if Mosma makes us, which cannot be Mechayiv Mamon. What does that mean? We'll have to see. Piv is not Mechayiv Mamon, Mechayiv Shvua, but still, Piv can be Mechayiv Shvua, Mosma Mixas. Edim, she Mechayiv Oso Mamon, Eino Din she Mechayiv Oso Shvua. But Edim, that are Mechayiv him Mamon, surely should be able to be Mechayiv him Shvua. So ask Gemara, what is the first step of that Kavachomer mean? His mouth cannot be Mechayiv him money? What if he admits to money, he's not obligated? Upiv ain't Mechayiv Mamon? What are you talking about? Valdos Baldin give Edim dummy. Hodas Baldin, somebody admits in court, it's like 100 witnesses. So of course he's able to be Mechayiv himself Mamon. So what does that mean? So let's just read the next line for a second. My Mamon Knas. It means a Knas. Meaning what? Uma Piv. She'ein Mechayiv Knas. A person himself cannot be obligated himself in a Knas. Right? Modi B'Knas Pater. Right? A person is okay to not be Mechayiv in a Knas. And yet Mechayiv Shua. But a person can be Mechayiv himself a Shua. So Edim, she mechayven oso knas. Edim that can be mechayven in a knas, eino din she mechayven oso shvua. Surely, should be able to mechayven in a shvua. You see, Edim are more powerful. So if his mouth is not so powerful, and yet he can be mechayven modu b'miksas, so Edim, which are more powerful, you see from knas, surely should be able to be mechayven shvua. Stop there for a moment. So we have the principle here of hodas baldin kimeya Edim dami. So there is an interesting little machlokes which might reflect something large. Could you be chozer bo from hodas baldin? Let's say I admit to owing you 100, and then I take it back. And let's say Adam say I don't owe you. Could I take it back? Is that allowed? Hodas baldin kem Adam dami? So that is a machlokes rishonim. The Ritva here says, kivan de odi, odi. It's based on a gemara later on the daf, which we'll get to. But the Ritva says, viafilu chazar v'amar, Nizkarti shehu kedivrei ha'edim. Oh, I remember. I don't know you. Kivan de odi odi v'haldas baldin chashu v'yosu me'edim. Therefore, you say kivan shehigid shule nechozer magid. You cannot be chozer bo. That is the Ritva. The Rambam says otherwise. The Rambam says in Hilchos Toin v'Nitan Perek Zayin Halacha Zayin. Misha hode bebezdin shani chayiv lazeh hatovei amana. Somebody missed a bezdin. I owe you. V'yachar kach omer nizkarti sheparati lo chovoseh. Oh, I paid you already. I paid you. I didn't remember. Shodesi bo v'hari edim. Here are the edim that I paid you. Harezu edus mo'eles v'osan al p'yem. Shehare lo lohichish eda v'inu ka'omer lo lavisa be'olam. The Rambam says you can be chozer bo. So what's the machlokas about? Whether you can be chozer bo from a hodas baldin. So that is known as a machlokas between the Ma'ariv ben Lev and the Ksos. The Ksos quotes the Ma'ariv ben Lev in Simon Lama Dalid and argues with him whether hodas baldin is what we would call his chayvus or ne'emanus. If a person comes to court and says, I owe you 100, do we really believe that's true? Do we believe that really the loan took place? It's ne'emanus? Or do we say we have no idea whether the loan took place? We have no idea whether the money is owed, but you know what? You can obligate yourself into anything. You come to court and say, you owe him? Okay, now you owe him. We don't know whether you did owe him, but now you owe him. That's the machlokes ne'emanus or his chayvus. That's the machlokes of Sosa and Nesivus. So maybe, some suggest, maybe that's the machlokes here. If you say, and which way would it cut though? If you say it's ne'emanus, so then maybe you cannot be chozer because we believe him. And if you say it's his chayvus, okay, you can change. It's your own personal chayvus, you can change. Or do you flip that? Do you say, once you've mischayv yourself, you're done? If it's ne'emanus, so now we believe you again. We believe you that you paid back. So it could go in either direction. But that's the ksos. And some even suggest that it's a machlokas amoroyim. Fascinating gemara. The machlokas is, again, the ksos holds that it's a xeris akasif. That it's The nearer the hada neman adam al atzma avi shukar ba al atzma I'm sure the zeres akasev she hada neman al atzma b'chal apsulim v'chulu. And then he quotes ikar atam. I'm sorry. Shatara lo pasle lo psulim avi la atzma he'eminu Torah v'nasan lo ne'emanus kamei aedim. That's the Ksosis Lashon, that he's believed about himself. It's a real Ne'aman, it's not just his Chayas. Another Nafkamina could be whether, it's amazing, throughout Shas, there's no Makar. There's no Makar for Odos Baldin Kameidim Dami. Rashi in Kiddushin Samachay quotes the Makar of Modim Mixas, Kiyuzeh. But there's no Makar. Why isn't there a Makar in Shas? There's a Makar for everything. So is it a Svara? Is it something? Yeah. So what would that reflect? The fact that it's a Svara. With that show, well, it's a Svara. Anybody could obligate themselves to anything. Or is the Svara that a person is believed about himself? Right? Is that a Svara that does not need a Makar? Again, that's a question. But there's a Gemara in Babasar Lama Gimel. There's a Machlokes about a Hodas Bal Din. And there's a Machlokes whether it goes backwards or not. That seems to be Mefurish, like our case. There's a Machlokes whether there was a relative of Rav Edi Bar Avin died. Rav Edi took the tree, the fruit of the tree, and there was a machlokas about, one person said, I'm a closer relative, the other one says, I'm a closer relative, and finally the guy said, okay, give it to Rav Edi. He's the closer relative. And there's a machlokas, does he have to pay back the fruit that he already ate in the interim? So, machlokas, Rav Huna and Abaye and Rava. So, that's mamish, could be this machlokas, if it's a ne'amanis, that this is actually, once you admit, so then we would say that you have to pay back the interim. If it's just a his chayvus, then you wouldn't have to pay back. Okay, big discussion, big sugya. That is Hodas Bal Din. Back to the Gemara. Says the Gemara, so what did we just say? A kal v'chomer. If, you see, Edom are more powerful, because they could even be mechayev knas. So they should also be able to be mechayev mammon. So, mechayev shvua. So now the Gemara says, wait a minute. No, that's not true. Edom maybe are not more powerful. Malapiv shekain mechayvo karban. He himself could be mechayv himself a karban. Tomar be'edim shein mechayvin also karban. But edim cannot be obligated with a karban. Rashi adds im machishin also. If he argues, if two edim come and say you ate something but meizah yirchay malchus, okay, fine. But if two edim come and say yirchayv a karban, there's always a way for him to get out of it, right? If he contradicts. Right, the Rashi quotes the Limud. He has to know about it. Velosha yodi uhu acherim. So the Gemara says, no halokasha, and therefore you see, he's more powerful. The Gemara says, no, maybe that's not a kasha. Rabbi Chiya could be mayor Sfirale. Maybe Rabbi Chiya is like Rabbi Meir. So Amar Edim Mechayvin also carbon mekal v'chomer. That Edim can be mechayvin mekarbon. Where's the machlokas? It's not. The Mishnah says in Maseches Krisus. Amrulo shnayim achal tachelev. Two people say you ate a piece of chelev and you're chayev a karban. Vehu omer lo achal. He said no, I didn't. I didn't eat it. So Rabbi Meir mechayev. Rabbi Meir says he's a chayev a karban. Vachacham and poser. Vachacham say no potter. What's the svara? Amr Rabbi Meir im hevi eyu shnayim lidei misa chamura lo yeviuhu lidei karban akal. If two people could kill a person, they could say a person's chayev a karban. Says Rabbi Meir. Amrulo, the Chacham say back, no. Ma'am yir salomar, mezid ha'yisi yipater. No, but he could say, okay, Edom I did eat, but I did it but mezid. So I'm not chayev a karban. So he has a way to get out of the chayev karban. So therefore, if he says I'm not chayev, we are not machayev him to bring chulin v'azara, according to his words. So maybe, says the Gemara, Rabbi Chiya is going with Rabbi Meir's opinion. So we have rehabilitated the svara that Edim are always stronger than Piv, and therefore that's why Edim should also be able to be Mechayiv Ashuas Modib Mixas. Says the Gemara, Elamala Piv Shekei Mechayiv O Asham. So what about that machlokas was about Chatas? What about Asham? Asham Ainu Karban. It's the same thing. It's the same thing, and therefore there wouldn't be a difference between the halacha. What was the Havamina? What was the Havamina that Asham is different than Chatas? That's also a topic that we've touched on in the past, the relationship between the karbanos. Chatos is one pole, Ola is another pole, and Asham has a little of both. Asham is Baal Chet, but its Zrikos are like Ola. Right? So it's a little of both, so maybe that's the Havamina Maskana here. The Gemara knew Asham was a karban, so what did the Gemara say? Hey, what about Asham? The Gemara said, no, it's the same thing. So maybe that Havamina Maskana is about the relationship between Chatos to Asham and Asham to other karbanos. So let's just finish, and then we'll come back to the Tosfos. So Ella, let's ask another question. Ella malapiv shkem achayev achomesh. Wait, piv is stronger in one sense. His own admitting can be machayev him achomesh. Write the extra. Halokasha, Rabbi Chiyak Remeir Svirelei. No, maybe I'll take Rabbi Meir again. Kihechi, the machayev le carbon mikal vachomer. Machayev le chomesh mikal vachomer. Remeir also says that not only are you chayev achomesh for your own admitting, as the Torah says beferish, but even based on Edim, saying that you're chayev, right? Because the same svar would apply. If Edim could kill you, for sure, they could be machayev you achomesh. So, we, so far again, save the kal vachomer. Finally, the last knockout punch. Ella, no, there is a final makar that piv is stronger than edim, and therefore you cannot have such a kal vachomer. Ella mala piv shekein eino b'hachasha u'b'hazama. Maybe piv is not in achasha and hazama. This is where the Ritva said what he said before. If I admit to something, it cannot be undone. If I say I borrowed money from him on Tuesday and I owe him this amount of money, and then edim come and say, no, you were with us at that time. You couldn't have borrowed money from him at that time. Doesn't matter. I'm still chayif. Eino b'achash b'azama. Tomar be'edim. She has to b'achash b'azama. Unlike edim, who are subject to achash b'azama. And therefore you see, in a sense, piv is more chamor. So you can't say the kal v'chomer that we have already said. So we're going to have to switch as to what the source of the kal v'chomer is. It's not going to be from piv. The Gemara is going to try to move on to Eid Echad, which we'll eventually have to pick up with that tomorrow. But first, Tosfos. Tosfos says here, in the end of Tosfos Ma, what was the svar that we mentioned along the way? Hey, a person could say, I was amazed. And therefore he'd be putter from the carbon. Asks Tosfos, the end of Tosfos Ma, V'yim Tomar, Hech Nem Alomar Mezer, you see, how would a person believe to say that? Ha Ein Adam Mesim Atmo Rasha. We have the principle from Maseches Sanhedrin. A person cannot self-incriminate themselves in Halacha. So, why here? A person can't come to court and say, hi, I ate treif, give me malchus. I was machal Shabbos, kill me. We do not do that. So, how could a person be believed to say, I did it b'meza, so I'm not a chayav a karbon? So, Tosfos has an answer, many different answers in the Rishonim. Tosfos' answer here is, a person is not believed to passel himself. But a person, we're not going to force a person to bring a karbon that he said he's not obligated in because it could be he's doing tshuva. If we could suggest that a person is doing tshuva by Eina the Mesa Matzah Rasha, we would say Mesa Matzah Rasha. Avalacha osa tshuva. Ve'ena rotza lahavi chulin la'azara. One answer that Tosfos gives. There are different svaras given to why Eina the Mesa Matzah Rasha. The sma in Choshe Mishpat Simen Lama Dalid says because a person is a karov to himself. And therefore he's not believed. Eina the Mesa Matzah Rasha, he's a karov. Which then might say, hey, then why is it only Russia and not Tzaddik? Right, if he's a Karov. Okay, that's one. The Rambam, though, has a different svara. The Rambam, we've mentioned this beautiful Rambam before. The Rambam says, a person's body is not their own. And therefore, you can't come and testify against yourself to be mechai of you a punishment. Says the Rambam, I'll read the Rambam in Hilchos Sanhedrin, the end of the 18th parak. Gzeres akosifi. Rabbi calls it Xeris Akasif. Shein Mamisin Bezdin Velo Malkin Asa Adam Vahodayas Piv El Alpishnei Edim. Oh, you need to weigh them. You don't give anybody a punishment based on his own admittance. Aye, what about Yehoshua killed Achan and David killed the Nerah Maliki, the beginning of Sefer Shmuel Beis, Bahodas PM, Horasha Haisa, Odin Malchus. That was different. He was a Rasha or special din of Malchus. Avala Sanhedrin, Ein Mamisin, Velo Malkin, Hamode Ba'avera. Why? Shema Nitrifa Daito Badavarzeh. Maybe the person just has lost his mind. Shema Min Ha'amelim, Mare Nefesh, Hamechakim Lamus, Shehein Tamid Tokin Acharevos Bebitnam, Umashlichan Asman Me'al Gagos. Maybe he's a masochist, maybe he loves pain, maybe he wants to die. So you can't listen to him. Kach ze yavo v'yomar davar shlo asa kidei sheyei hareg. The klal shel, he gives that svara, but then he ends up by saying again gzeiras hakasav. The Radvaz here has the beautiful lashon she'ein nefesh shel adam kinyano ela kinyan hakadosh baruch hu. She'ne'emar hanafashos lihena hilchach lo mo elo da'aso b'davar sheino shelo u'malkus palga demisahu. He continues. That is the v'im kol ze, he adds modani shegzeiras hakasav. Fine. But this is Ein Adam Mesa Matzah Rasha. There are many limitations of the Rishonim. Tosfos has one limitation here. where he's doing tshuva. The Rabbi Akiva Eiger says maybe it's different if he starts off arguing with the Beis Din, but then finally Beis Din convinces him to tell the truth, and he ends up admitting to it. That also is different. But it's this sugya comes up in many tshuvas that we don't have time to go through right now. But the Chassam Sofer and the Chavos Yoyer, you know, if a shochet says on his deathbed, there's a shochet that says all the meat in my freezer is treif. Do you believe him? Right? If there's a woman on her deathbed, this was the Chavos Yoyer, a woman on her deathbed, and said, I was mezaneh, my children are mamzerim, I feel so bad because I'm going to die without everybody. Do you believe her? There are no eidim, there's no nothing. Right? Do you believe in all these cases, very serious issues, do you believe in terms of eidim mezaneh of Rasha? There are the Yehuda as a tshuva where there was a case of chalitza, and the chalutz about a few months later says, oh, you know what, I did it wrong. I thought she had a lot of money and she was holding it for me. But now I see she was on the truth, so I'll tell you. I did it with my weaker foot, not by this foot. He said the chalitza was pasal. So again, in all these cases, do you assume that a person is believed to say I did something wrong? This relates to the sugya of Ein Adam Meisim Atzmo Rasha. Again, Chavos Yoyer, Simen Chav Dalid. Chassam Sofer Yoredeya, Simen Dalid. Right, all of these are no de Bihuda, Kufnun Hey, Kufnun Vav. But these are all very lamaisa sugya of Ein Adam Meisim Atzmo Rasha. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Again, Rav Hashem will continue with Rav Chiya Bas Raisa tomorrow. And again, as we get closer to Rosh Hashanah, Rav Hashem, everybody feel free. If you know anyone wants to hope to be in the shul for Rosh Hashanah, but if anyone wants to still donate, we could always use more. Feel free to go to the shul website, nofeyashemesh.com or .org, and join our campaign. Okay, we'll stop here.